The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. Jason, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, man. It's a good Lord's Day. What are you doing, brother?
I'm looking forward to doing some more archery.
Archery.
I'm shooting a lot of archery in my backyard.
Archery.
To the point to where I'm getting obsessive.
Right.
Anytime we have any kind of a nice day, I've been trying to shoot 30 arrows a day.
Are you just trying to tell me that you don't like your neighbor?
I'm starting to think my neighbors don't like me. They're like, oh, here he comes again.
Well, so when that happens, this is a good thing for a real estate agent. One of you has got to leave.
Right.
You know?
Eventually.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, I better go door knocking in your neighborhood.
I'm sick of finding arrows in my neighbor's yard.
That's right. That's exactly right. Here, hold this apple. Put it right on top of your head there, buddy.
But nice days like today, it makes me want to get out and shoot some more. I'm becoming really obsessed over it, though.
Yeah.
I turned my whole backyard into a miniature 3D course.
That is so cool, man.
Yeah.
You need to teach me how to do that. I bought a bow and I go out there and I'm like, oh, I hit the deer decoy thing or whatever they call that. Like if I even hit it, you know, it's like a miracle.
Yay, what do I win?
Yeah. I'm so bad at it, they'll probably take back my deer license.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably what'll happen. So
you don't deserve this.
That's right.
So what are we talking about today, Jason?
This is my favorite topic. Let's just keep going. Yeah.
We were talking a little bit before the show about pricing, how to properly price your house, and that's kind of what we're going to be going along with today.
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk a little bit about pricing, and before we'll kind of preface that with what's going on in this market. Okay, so before I say any of this stuff, there's nothing I'm saying here that is indicative of the market being bad anytime soon. In other words, like major price reductions or anything else. I want to be very clear, very, very, very crystal clear that things are very good for sellers out there. My job and the reason why I do this show, or we do this show, is so that we can give people things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a huge asset that they have, and they need to have the knowledge to protect themselves if we do get to that point. So we're going to look at some key indicators of what's going on, and then, like I always say, do your own research, connect your own dots, and everything else, right? I can bring you there, and you can learn about it. Because I think, you know, one of the things, and not to digress, but I love that, you know what I mean, is, just ask my wife, she's like, how did you go from there to there? Squirrel, you know, so, but it's like,
the attention span of
an ant, I think, maybe a fire ant, but you know, an ant, but it's to, you know, to connect your own dots. It is like, we want to, with as important as the asset is, we want to, I don't know, should I say, like, if we start seeing these certain things happening, then we have to start thinking more about how to protect ourselves.
Now, where do we go from here?
That's exactly right. So without further ado, the inventory is still super low. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right in Missoula right now, 40 single-family resident homes for sale, which is a little bit less than last week. So it's going down a little bit. Okay, so what is it that I'm seeing? I'm in the trenches. I'm not looking at all of these fancy reports and everything like that, because when I see a spreadsheet, I turn around and I freaking run the other way as fast as I can. I'm not that fast, okay? Yeah, but I go the other way. What I'm noticing is we take a large amount of listings per year, and we're right in the trenches, and so I'm talking about what we're actually experiencing, not some six-month-old report. Fair
right.
enough?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we are experiencing, and we have very good marketing, okay, so we're spending, and I'm going to bring my profit and loss in one of these days, and I'm going to have you read it on the air, what we actually, no BS, spend on marketing every month and on our business, so that people know that I'm not BSing them when I say it. Although
right.
I don't think they think I'm BSing, but I want you to validate that, okay?
Yeah.
And then I also want you to know my wife wants to divorce me almost every month when she gets that bill.
the heartbreak.
Yeah, that's right. She's like, you did what? You got kind of like the theme over and over again. But Again, we're not going to have a bubble burst. So there's all these buyers out there that are going, oh, I'm going to be waiting in 6 months. I'm going to be getting these houses for 20% left. No, 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 you're not.
There's nothing like 2008.
No, this is not. And the reason why it's not 2008, not even close, is we don't have those liar loans. We don't have those fraudulent loans. We don't have those subprime ARM loans. We don't have a high level of default. We do not have unemployment hardly with 3.4 or 3.5, whatever it is. You know, again, that would be a chart that I don't want to look at, but, you know, but we're not seeing, we're not seeing that. But what we are seeing is a huge gap between affordability and the average incomes of average Montanans. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, the main part of my audience is that, you know, the everyday people, you know, the blue collar people. I like to consider myself as a wannabe farmer, as blue collar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I have a white collar on right now and a sport
and a proper
coat.
Farmer tan going.
Yeah, I definitely do. Everyone's like, how come you're so tan? I go, imoveirrigationpipe.com. So, but anyways, and we talked about this before, but there's new listeners every week and at least one, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's probably just because their radio dial's like broken, you know what I mean? Like they can't change a channel.
Who's listening.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Do. That's yeah. exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're in your shop listening.
That's right.
The radio's been on since 1975 in your shop.
We're so grateful that you're here. I know it is funny too, because my buddy Gordy that listens to the show all the time, he's a past client and he's just he's a veteran, just an amazing dude, and I love him. And it's true, when I went over his house, the radio was going out in the shop, which is funny. So, but anyways, that's great. So, but a person, what we're seeing is a massive, we're seeing really, truly, we're seeing a reduction in the amount of showings that we're having per home. Like that's
affordability?
That's real.
And that mostly because of the affordability?
It's tangible. It's real. It's the gas prices. It's the grocery prices.
Interest
We've
rate.
Said it probably five times in the show, but the big one, the big one is that interest rate.
Yeah.
They no longer qualify. A five-person qualify for 500 is only qualified for 375, 350 right now.
I know. That's
there isn't a thing they're going to find in the 350 range that they would live in that's safe for their family.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It's just where it's at. So they've had to requalify. And so an example that I wrote down, because I always try to say this in more simple, and as always, throw something at me when I need to shut up and when I need to go to a commercial, okay? And that's, you know, because I'll just keep going. If someone was approved for a $500,000 home, right? So now, but they're only approved for $375,000. The person who has the $500,000 home, who's not yet mentally thinking they need to go down in price,
right?
Because, you know, they're hearing how great the market it is, but they're going to have less showings. And now that they've had less showings, they're going to have less offers on that $500,000 home. And the massive amounts of offers are what drove the $500,000 home up to $600,000, competitive bidding.
Yep.
Well, listen, less showings, less offers, less competitive bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that layman's terms?
I think you
are you picking
clear.
That up?
That's crystal.
Okay, great. I'm going to have to go look that up in the dictionary and make sure. No.
I want you to bust out a whiteboard. Even
You don't want me. Do I write worse than a doctor? Like I would, like if I was a doctor, like the prescription pad, I would kill people. Right. I'd be like writing. They wouldn't even be. It'd be. It's terrible.
Like a scribble.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. But then the person who's got the $500,000 house that would have got $600,000 might now only get $550,000. See, it's still selling for over, but because there's less offers, less competition, at some point in time, they're not going to get up to that $600,000, but they're not going down to $450,000. So that's the good thing. That's not happening yet. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, if these rates go to 7, 7.5, 8, we'll probably stay right at asking price right at $500,000. And then over time, as that affordability really kicks in, and it usually takes a year, maybe we're under asking price or back into a normalizing market. But we need more inventory for that. That's for sure. So that person who's at $500,000 that wanted to go buy a $900,000 house can't buy a $900,000 house because they're expecting it $600,000. Now they only got $550,000.
Yeah.
So now they can only offer that other person $850,000. Eventually, all of this stuff trickles to a point where people are losing between $50,000 and $100,000 over above what they would have got, you know, 2-3 months ago before these interest rates went way up. That's going to be, I think, the more immediate thing that we see. And I guess, so what's the action plan there? If you're like on the fence, or you're thinking, well, I'm going to do this in the fall, or I'm going to, now if you're not doing this for a year or two, I'm not telling you, go out and stress yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, the sky's falling. That's not
how bad do you want to
what
get rid of
we're
it?
Saying, right.
Yeah.
That's not at all what we're saying. But what we're saying is the toe dippers, just to see if they can get more. If you know, the person that's just for no better reason other than I just don't feel like cleaning my house for 2 months, you know, something you are going to sell, there's, you're really, truly, in my opinion, going to lose money if you wait even a month or two.
Because it's just going to keep going
up. It's just, the rates just every time, every week, they're going up. It seems like a quarter point.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, like, so when we first started talking about this, the rates were 4.5. Now they're 5.5.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm not a loan officer, but I just read off the internet. That's a ton of money every month that's a new outgo. So these people just aren't qualifying anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So eventually that's going to kick in.
Well, yeah. Let's discuss more about that and how we can actually battle the pricing.
And we're going to get more happy after this.
Yes, right after a quick commercial break. You're listening to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Be right back.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, we're talking about pricing on your homes today. Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of a, I mean, that's too many numbers for me, really, sometimes to think about.
Yeah, that's too many numbers for me. Could we just end the show now?
I forgot long division a long time ago. Can you still do long division?
I don't even know what that means. I can. It's called open up the app on my iPhone.
I talk about things falling off the shelf all the time.
That's right.
And I can remember just about any song that's playing at the supermarket. Yeah. When I'm in there, I can sing along to any song that's in the supermarket. But
that's right. I mean, elevator music, and even if there's no words, you sing along?
You got it.
That's
kind
of weird.
Girl from Ipanema,
yeah.
I got it. But I can't do long division and math because that all fell off the shelf a long time ago, but I can still sing Girl from Ipanema, whatever.
That's right. I never really got into that singing thing. Yeah, but anyway, so I get a lot of questions right now, like from sellers. Jason, what about pricing strategy or where do I price my home? And I could probably do 25 shows on this, all equally boring. But it's one of those things, like virtually, if you had your house, like you'll go over to, like people call me all the time, Jason, can you come over? Can you give me a price? And I say, and I tell them, like big bold letters, I can, but by tomorrow it could be different.
Right.
And it's so funny. So I'll call them, you know, I'll go out there and, you know, do that research for them, 2-3 hours, 5-6 hours, whatever it is, get the research, go out there, visit them, and just let them know because they're trying to plan their future. And then like 2 months later, you know, another real estate agent comes by and of course the prices have gone up and they have been going up every month. And the price sounds more appealing. And they're like, oh, well, Jason said, I swear I told you it's only good for a minute after I leave. Please let me redo it for you.
It's almost like Montana weather.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So if I've given you a price bid, okay, and it's been more than 3.5 seconds, be sure to call me back. All right. You know, because it definitely gonna change. But so when I go, so someone calls me and says, Jason, come over to my house. Let's talk about value. I'm thinking about selling. What do we do? What is it that I start researching while I'm at my desk, right? And I start doing this for myself and my team. The first thing that we get, like, if you ask a seller, Casey, right, like, what sells my house? Well, I have $1 million view.
Yeah.
So I want $1 million.
Right.
So so a couple things that really aren't, you know, the difference between what we do and what an appraiser does. An appraiser is more finite. They're going down a checklist. They're not really looking at, like, what will a buyer say. They're just looking at square footage, size of the lot, overall condition. Are there any outbuildings, which, by the way, they give you so much less than you would ever think you would get for outbuildings and stuff like that.
You charge per foot usually?
Yeah.
Do they have like a...
They can. I mean, they're going to measure. It's just like the adjustments are so... different on, you know, like I had a guy one time, I think he spent like $80,000 or $90,000 building this amazing shop.
Sounds
down
like
in Corvallis.
Oh,
I love it, man. I think he could have pulled in four RVs into that thing. He had a kegerator. I mean, this guy had like you know, a bar in there. I mean, this thing was fancy, heated. I mean, it was great. I didn't even want to walk in there in dirty shoes. You know what I mean? It was amazing. It was too nice. But, you know, and then he got an appraisal on the house. I think they only assigned like a $40,000 value, and this old boy just spent like $80,000-$90,000 on it. So, yeah, sometimes
that's
you
an
don't.
Appreciation.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Yeah, right. I know. So sometimes it's like, you know, we kind of, there's a lot of things that we do for ourselves that aren't really valuable to, you know, in an appraiser's mind when they're assigning value. But, you know, some people like it or not. I mean, imagine you go in and you put granite countertops, and then the person wanted quartz, they rip them out 2 seconds after they move in or whatever. Or maybe they want it Formica. You know, you just never know. So the big things that we look at, where most of the value in a home comes from, and I know this is not sexy and this is boring, but it's the size of your house, the yeah. finished square footage of your house. So, question, Casey, you know, do you think if the basement's finished, it's worth more than if the basement is unfinished?
Because it adds more square footage.
Yeah. Do you? So, and another common misconception is that finished square footage underneath or below grade is as valuable as above grade if finished square footage, which is not true. So,
total.
If you say it's a three,
total.
Correct. If you say it's a 3,000 square foot home and it's all above grade, it's more expensive to build.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then is just finishing off a basement, much more expensive, by the way. So there's a little bit there, but square footage is the number one thing that we look at, the size of the actual home, and finished square footage, of course, is more valuable than unfinished square footage. Okay. We all have that utility room that's not finished.
Right.
Yeah. Real bad idea to put really expensive carpet underneath of a water heater. Just saying.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
Hold on,
and also
this.
Don't
you
put
write that down.
And also don't put carpet in your bathroom. Gross. You know, so, but, and if it's there, rip it out immediately, burn it. So. But the next thing we look at is the size of the lot, the acre. Is it one lot, two lot, three city lots, that kind of thing? You know, potential for subdivision down the road or whatever. But we look at the size of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're looking at how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms. Ranch style, you know, one level homes, especially with as many boomers as there are, okay, are super popular right now. You know, just something main level, right? They want to downsize into something that's
don't
main level.
Stairs.
We hear it every day. Yeah.
No stairs.
You do not need 30 sets of stairs. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have one of them cool things, you know, that goes up the side of the stairs.
The chairs?
Yeah. Like up and down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of. Like,
get me one of those.
Yeah, get me one. I'm gonna put a turbocharger on it. We'll send you out through the window.
I gotta get my old man one so we can get back in the reloading room downstairs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Get him to work, will
get
you?
Get back to work.
Papers. And then we look at beds, bath style. The age of the home matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the condition. I mean, if you walked into a home, Casey, right? And there was like,
holes
you walked
in
and you're,
in
yeah, it's like, holes, like, you know, like, obviously you have four teenagers walking around, you know, like punch holes everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it's like a buyer walks in. So sellers look at it from a seller's perspective, but I have to look at it from both a seller's perspective to learn how to explain to them what a buyer is going to see. So I have to, when I go visit a home, I'm looking at it through the eyes of a buyer because my job as a listing agent is to net my sellers the most amount of money possible. In order to do that, I have to figure out what are the buyers going to say? What are their good things, but also what are the things I know they're going to say? Like, what's their curb appeal? You know, what are they going to say about that? What are they going to say about the wallpaper?
Right.
What are they going to say about the condition? What are they going to say about the landscaping? What are they going to say about a hedge not being trimmed out front? So I'm looking at it like, and because my job is to make recommendations that, you know, they can do that costs virtually no money that can help them make more money. Now, the one caveat to that is if a person has 6 months of stuff to go do, stuff that I know will not help them net more.
Remodel the bathroom or something?
Okay,
or?
So, well, here's the thing. What if there's like a $2,000 fix, but these interest rates go way up, or, you know, the spring or summer rush of homes come on where the inventory doubles or triples just anyways, even if it's not a weird market.
Mm-hmm.
So the inventory increases in that time frame that they were using to make the house better for sale, right? Would they have just made more if they'd have sold it now?
As is.
Yeah. Yes, as is. So we have to look at that. Like, everybody wants the grass to be green, and everybody wants, my gosh, so far I think we've sold and pended 56 or 57 homes this year. Praise God.
Yeah.
I have no, I mean, other than the fact I work like 9,000 hours per week. I'm not exactly sure. I'm so proud of my team.
I don't think the math adds up on that.
I know, but yeah, like I said, I'm a realtor. I'm not that smart. You know, one of the things on a realtor test was not an IQ test.
You are doing math again.
Yeah, we're not.
Wait a minute.
We ought to know better. Listeners, look, you know, we might need to have a mathematician sit on the cross. You know, there's another seat over there inside the studio here. But it's one of those things where there's a fine line, and that's why I come out to say, do this, don't do that. I've done it enough to know, right? So what are some of the other things I look at? I look for water rights. Is there water rights?
That's a big deal.
Yeah, total big deal, more and more so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there outbuildings like cool shops, cool sheds, you know, place to park the, you know, 7,000 horsepower, zero turn mower that goes about 54 miles per hour, you know, those kinds of things.
Have you seen those garden sheds? They turn into tiki bars. Those are
pretty cool. But that sounds really amazing. Next week on our show, we're going to have the boys from Flipping Down South. They're my teammates down in Alabama. Hmm. And they're going to come and talk to us next week about investing. And we might do a two-part series there. We'll
cool.
see.
Right
know,
on.
Because we all talk so much, we might not get anything done.
I bet you they got real cool accents.
They have accents. I mean, the ladies are going to love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're both married, though, so I'm sorry, ladies. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. So what is the curb appeal? When you drive up to this house, like, what is it looking like? And what recommendations can I make? Like, seriously, there was one time where I went to a house because they lived in Helena, and this house was in Pleasant View in Missoula. And it looked like Little Shop of Horrors with all those plants just went. Yeah. I mean, this thing, I mean, the hedges had been trimmed in forever. So I went over to Home Depot, you know, because I don't have a callus, and my mouth does, but but my hands don't. Well, I do now because I'm a wannabe farmer. But dude, you should have seen me. I went through three extension cords with that power trimmer. I cut right through the cord. Not only did I cut through the bush, but I cut right through the cords too. And my wife goes, "You did that so nobody would ever ask you to do that ever again." I said, "You know, they call that dumb like a fox."
I do that too.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, we just make it we're incapable of doing that kind of thing anymore. Yeah, whether on
purpose
or not.
You'll never ask me to do it again.
That's right.
True.
Yeah. So how we look at like condition of the home, like is there a pride of ownership? How well have they taken care of the home? Now, here's the thing. We sell houses where they haven't taken really good. Like, no, you don't have to have the perfect house right now. That's the most beautiful thing about limited inventory. Your sellers can overanalyze what they need to do when they really don't need to do those things. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I've had sellers spend thousands and tens of thousands of dollars on stuff that I would have never recommended before I even got over there. Things that never would net them a penny more on the sale. And I mean, I don't know about you, but would you like to save $10,000 on the sale of your home, Casey?
That sounds great.
Yeah. Would you like to net $10,000 more?
That sounds amazing.
Would you like to net $10,000 more?
Why is this starting to sound like an infomercial?
It might be.
It slices.
That's right. It slices. But wait, there's more. But all right, so, Casey, would you like to not spend $10,000 and 5 weekends doing that work?
Yes.
But wait, there's more. Okay. So that's what I do. I go over there with a checklist. I actually have one. And we go down that thing and we say, do this, do this, do this, do that. Because we have feedback over the last 6 or 7 years I've been using a software called Showing Time, and that my sellers love it. Sets the appointments for them. They can be like, no, not here, not there. It's all on an app. It tells them who's coming when, how long they stayed there.
Organized.
Gives them all the feedback. Imagine that. You get feedback after showing. And it's like I have feedback data going back so many years. I know what they're going to say before they get there because I have the data. And I read every single bit of feedback across all of our listing.
You see what's trending.
Absolutely. You see what's trending. And it's funny how it's different from year to year. Mm-hmm. Right now, nothing's trending. They're like, just let me own it.
Yeah.
There's like no feedback.
Just give it to me.
Here's the feedback. It's like, give me the freaking offer. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are we looking at? How is it zoned? Any potential for future subdivision? Pride of ownership, like I said. Are there any covenants? Some people like them. They're like, I got to have covenants. You know, and I definitely don't want to live next to the Beverly Hillbillies. But some people are like, I am a Beverly Hillbilly, so I don't, so I don't want to be there.
There's part of me that loves it and part of me that hates the covenant idea.
We've taken nine, speaking of Beverly Hillbillies, off of our farm. We bought a distressed farm in Florence. And we're on our ninth I believe Republic, those big humongous
dumpsters.
Yeah. I mean, and now that I have a tractor, like, it's so fun using the pitchfork, just chucking stuff. I almost said something other than stuff, so but I remembered where I was, and so I couldn't. But if I was at home, I would have actually said
the other Sunday.
Word. Yeah, it's Sunday.
There's no cussing.
So here's my Jesus loves me, but I cuss a lot. So that's what my friend always tells me. So,
all right, cool. Yeah. Well, we're going to find our featured listing of the week here in just a few minutes. We'll be back right after this. It's Real Estate Revolution Radio, Jason Baker.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
And we're back. It's Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And as always, we like to set you up with the featured property of the week. And even though inventory's low across the county, we've still got a brand new properties coming up each and every week.
We're very fortunate that we have the listing inventory that we have. You know, we wake up in the morning, Casey, every morning, and we talk to each one of my agents, talks to 15 to 30 people. We're looking for that inventory for our buyers. We promised them if they worked with us, we'd go out and find it. And we happened upon, this was actually a realtor from another state. It got a referral to us, which is a great blessing. But when another realtor entrusts you with their Montana property in Montana, that's a really good sign that you're doing something right. But yeah, this property's down in Lolo. Just north of my house, and it is 5560 Lonesome Dove.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
I don't know that they're lonesome, but it's Lonesome Dove, low, you know. And the subdivision does not allow dove hunting, by the way, in the front yard, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
HOAs, yeah. But it's a great house. It's a main level house. We have offers on it already.
Okay.
So I imagine by tonight it'll be under contract, but there is still time to see it. It's about just under 1,500 square feet. This one has a 3-car garage. It was built in 2017. It's a sweet house, all main level.
Great.
There's an awesome raft inside. I'm like, can the realtor have that?
Does that go with the house?
Yeah, new Sotar raft in the deal there. Yeah, but and they said no, and I said okay, all right, thanks a lot. But yeah, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just a really good layout. Master on one side, guest bedrooms on the other side. Granite countertops, a really cool greenish granite. You know, it's gorgeous, nice cabinets inside. So yeah, it's been like a nonstop, you know, showings going through there because that main level stuff is super popular right now. So. Yeah, so that should be under contract tonight or at the very latest by tomorrow. But there is still time to see it. And then, you know, kind of back to your question, throw something at me when we got to go here because, you know, this is a 30-minute show. How do we know that the price is too high on some of this stuff? Okay.
What we learned earlier today is that there's not as many showings as you would expect.
Yeah, you ever heard of cricket chirping?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's going to be cricket. You're going to have your neighbor coming over going, hey, you got any cookies in there? But then after that person is done going through the house and it's just crickets, you know that.
Or you just have a couple looky-loos.
Yeah.
Like the looky-loos.
If it just shuts off, if there's not 10 to 15 showings per week, okay, which is down from like 90 showings per week, but that's still really good. If it's really, really slow, you'll know that you're not having 15 showings per week, right? Then, you know, and it's just one or two, it's just real sparse. More than likely, you're overpriced. Like the numbers that everybody looked at, and this has only happened to me, I think, one time so far this year. And it does happen. And the house was out in Alberton, but we had one showing, and you know, today we got an offer. So I mean, go figure, right?
Yeah.
So you know, sometimes you can throw my theories right out the window. But anyway, you'll know just based on a low showing count, a sustained low showing count,
And usually come down percentage wise if you're going to bring the price down.
Because we can track that. We have that software that tracks all that stuff, so it's super good. Because I definitely don't know how to do that, but it tells me when it's time. But typically 3 to 5% would be the first price improvement. Again, we've only had to do that on one property. properties so far this year, which is means that we're, you know, out of the 55 that we've sold, and we have more listings than
right.
that yet. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're nailing the pricing, and sometimes you've nailed the pricing as far as what the data suggests within the in the subdivision, but the buyers just don't think it's what they want for some reason. The buyers are rejecting it, and ultimately, I'm not buying it, and the seller's not buying it. Currently, the seller would be the highest bidder in that situation, but the buyers are the ones who are saying, you know. It's just not worth it to me. And we just, in order to make sure it doesn't sit on the market for a long period of time, it's super smart to do a small price adjustment if you have to.
Yeah.
It's rare right now.
But speaking of sitting on the market, though, you do have some listings on your website. So where can people go visit your current listings?
They really should go there right now. JasonBakerTeam.com, JasonBakerTeam.com.
And what if they want to get a hold of Jason and maybe chat a little bit about maybe putting their house on the market before it's too late?
Did you ever tell them that I don't bite?
You don't bite.
406-552-4443. The non-biting realtor, Jason Baker.
I can just see that now on your signs in the front yard. The non-biting realtor. Yeah. All right, Jason, as always, it was a pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the remainder of your weekend. We'll see you next Sunday right here on News Talk KGVO. If you missed any of our previous shows, you can listen to them right now on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Jason, until next week.
Yeah, brother.